This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Sanford, Florida today, hundreds of people are expected at a rally called From Anger to Answers. The gathering is in honor of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teenager who was shot to death in Sanford late last month. The admitted shooter is a neighborhood watch volunteer named George Zimmerman, who was a white Latino. Mr. Zimmerman told police he was defending himself. Others charge racial profiling. State Attorney Angela Corey is heading the investigation into the case. And as NPR Cheryl Corley reports, the prosecutor's tough-on-crime reputation comforts some people but concerns others.
Just after Angela Corey took over the Trayvon Martin investigation, she made the media rounds on public radio WJCT's talk show. She was asked if she'd press ahead with charges against George Zimmerman or wait for a grand jury to be convened next month.
Our process on every case is that we utilize a grand jury for indictments and investigations if we need them. We may or may not need it, and we will know that in a couple of weeks.
Corey granted other interviews, suggesting again that she may not wait for a grand jury to act, with protesters across the country calling for Zimmerman to be arrested. Corey's every comment was analyzed. This week, she declared that she's done talking for now, but Floridians who have worked or watched Corey still have plenty to say. Beverly McLean runs Families of Slain Children in Jacksonville, Florida.
We had over 50 crosses out here when we first started.
In the yard next to the group's tiny headquarters, there are stone benches, and instead of crosses now, there are three memorials listing the names of hundreds of murder victims.
My son, Andre Johnson, is up here.
McLean says Angela Corey is compassionate. She says she's watched Corey help relatives of murder victims get through trying legal proceedings.
Different families have to go down in their court system, and she comes in the courtroom and sit with you, hug you. That lady care. And I don't believe it's phony. I know it's real.
Corey, a native of Jacksonville, Florida, is an experienced homicide investigator who's worked as a prosecutor for 30 years, and she has a reputation for being tough.
If the facts of the case warrant the filing of a charge, she's going to file it. And she's tending to prosecute every individual potential charge to the hilt.
That's University of North Florida criminologist Michael Hallett, who says his research shows Corey has been much more aggressive about filing charges than her predecessor. And that's what bothers critics. They say that even as crime has dropped and jail populations have gone on the decline elsewhere, Corey has worked to keep the Jacksonville jail full.
Brothers and sisters, it's because of you, a new special prosecutor has been appointed.
At a recent rally in Sanford, the crowd applauded Angela Corey's appointment, but activists with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference oppose it. Jacksonville SCLC President Reverend R.L. Gundy says he considers Angela Corey a friend. They went to high school together.
You can be a friend and disagree.
Gundy says Corey's tough-on-crime persona is built in part on charging minors, especially young black men, as adults. That's one reason why he doesn't think she's the right prosecutor for the case, even if she's investigating whether charges should be filed against George Zimmerman.
If she has this guy arrested, she'll become a hero. But when it comes to the young people that I'm seeing being herded through that juvenile justice system down there, and it just does not make sense.
Corey argues that her office's handling of juvenile cases has nothing to do with the Martin shooting, where the use of deadly force is at issue. And during her radio appearance, Corey also angrily dismissed any perception that race plays a role in prosecutions her office undertakes.
I've stood over too many dead young black children with tears in my eyes, wondering why the senseless violence. We focus on our victims.
Florida Governor Rick Scott defended Corey on Friday, and Corey says what she also needs is patience from a public that's been demanding action. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Sanford, Florida.